So bring us our next guest, who we see every Friday from 4 to 5 right here on the Mike Missanelli Show. He is the great Brian Westbrook. Mr. B. West, how you doing today?
Good afternoon, Mike. What are you still doing in Philly when you're supposed to be in London?
See, this is you see a wound and you get like a little knife and you keep jabbing at the wound, don't you? That's right. What you're all about.
What are you doing here? You're supposed to be in London enjoying crimpets and tea and whatever else is over there. Come on, man.
I think it made a lot more sense to center one of our rock stations there, don't you?
During football season.
Okay. Right, because they can set up outside Wembley Stadium and play tunes. So how come you're not there?
I got to work Sunday, man. I got jobs to do. Actually, today, I had told my daughter's school I would spend the entire day there, and they got every ounce of the entire day out of me today.
Oh, is that right? It was parent day today?
You know what they did? They are setting up their gym for this spooky fest. So they're setting up Halloween stuff in their gym.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were there the whole day?
I've been there the whole day. Then I went up to the class and we served pizza and did arts and crafts. And and now I know why teachers deserve to get paid.
Oh, they deserve they make the money. No question.
They deserve to get double whatever they're currently.
What were you helping out with the arts and crafts? Are you using the paste that you can eat?
Yeah, the glue. This is what you say to kids when they have glue and things around. Don't eat that. Don't do this. Don't do that. That's all you end up saying, yeah.
And the paste used to be like the old-time paste. It was good to eat. It was sugary. This Elmer stuff you can't eat.
They are still eating it. Believe me. They are still eating it.
Okay, all right. Let's talk about this London situation here. Flying over there, Brian, and football players, athletes in general, creatures of routine. So what does this do, like, for your biorhythms when you have to fly over to London and play a game like this?
Well, it throws you completely off. And even if you left on Friday, which, like, let's say it's a West Coast game, you usually leave on Friday, that throws you off just because you're used to leaving on Saturday. You wake up, you go to meetings, you wake up, you play the game. If you leave on Friday, obviously you have to work out on Saturday, then you go to meetings. You leave on Thursday, certainly things are a lot more different. When I was with the 49ers, we went to London a week in advance of the game. So we were there from Monday until the following Monday. And I tell you, it still threw us off. You're meeting in a different place. You're over there. We were kind of in the countryside. For a player, when you're a creature of routine, just like you mentioned, everything is different. And it's different for both teams. And that's why I give the Jacksonville Jaguars much more of an advantage because they play over there quite often.
Interesting. This is going to affect the Eagles a little more.
Absolutely. Absolutely it will. And especially because it's easier to focus when you're winning. When you're losing, it becomes harder and harder to focus on finding a way to win the game. And so you add that to the fact that you're traveling, all the way to London, different environment, different situation. And a lot of times what happens is you send your parents, you send your wife, your girlfriend over. And when they get there, they want to sightsee. They want to have all the fun. They want to do different things. And they end up dragging you into that. And so instead of focusing solely on football, usually, which usually happens if you go to the West Coast or even when you're at home, you start doing other things too. And so it pulls you a little bit further away from the game, especially if you're not used to going over there. And I worry about this team for the travel, and I worry about this team in this football game.
So they put the families on the charters, or are they separate flights?
No, separate flight. They probably had to get their own flight.
But they're dragging the football players out to stuff?
Oh, you would be surprised. Really? You would be surprised.
I don't think the Eagles are. Tyrone, the Eagles are kind of sequestered, right?
Yeah, what they did was, John Clark said, they went straight into activity. And then that's to make your body crash, to force you to sleep.
Uh-huh.
And then it's just supervised things. I mean, they'll have little, team outings because they have to go eat and stuff like that. But there won't be much sightseeing, and they are also on a curfew.
Well, they will have some free time. They will have some free time. And it's funny how players, athletes, people in general, find a way to find some fun things to do in that free time.
Yeah, and London's a fun city.
Oh, yeah, it's not a bad place.
Yeah. All right, so let's look at what they have to do now as a team for getting the London part of this whole thing. What things do you think they need to change right now to become the team that they were?
You know, Mike, a couple of weeks ago you asked me, how can this team win? in my response then, and it really is the same, Carson Wentz has to play out of his mind. I mean, he has to make up for shortcomings in the run game. He has to make up for receivers not getting open, not catching the balls, him not, you know, he has to play better than himself. He has to make up for an awful lot on the offense. But in my opinion, he has to make up for some shortcomings on the defensive side of the football as well. And so if this team was to win, Carson Wentz has to absolutely play out of his mind. I think the offensive line has to play better. And they haven't been terrible, but they haven't been the dominant force. And when you win in the NFL, when they won last year, they were dominant in the trenches. The offensive line, even with Vitae in there, was dominant. Mm-hmm. The defensive line, obviously, was dominant. Last year, you know, this team was led by the guys in the trenches. This year, you can't say the same. They don't have the same type of rotation on the defensive side of the ball because of injury. Obviously, Barnett being out certainly will hurt them. An already thin defensive line. Jason Peters coming in and out of the lineup because of his injuries and age probably. That doesn't help the continuity of that offensive line. They have a lot of issues. And right now, the only way to overcome that, in my mind, is for Carson Wentz to be the MVP that he was during parts of last season.
All right. Now, you expect that they will run the ball more, since it's usually what happens when people harp on that, and coaches, like, say, ignore it. But invariably, they kind of go, yeah, we're probably not running the ball enough, and people are reminded of us. So they do run the ball. Do you expect that that will happen more?
Well,
or no?
Doug said something pretty interesting, and I thought as soon as he started saying this, I knew where it came from because I've been a part of Andy Reid's tree for long enough. I know how he thought. When we played a team with big, I'm talking about big inside guys, 315, 320, 330, then Andy would give up on the run early on in the week, way before we got to the game. And I heard Doug earlier this week say, well, how are you going to run against guys that are 700 pounds on the inside?
Yeah.
And so what? You trap them. Uh-huh. You do different things. You pull guys. You hit them from different angles. You double team them. That's what running teams do. And so when your coach is saying that, there's already an out for you getting away from the run game. You hear him saying things like, well, a two-yard pass is just like a run.
Right.
Well, Doug, actually, it's not just like a run because a defensive team is not as tired from tackling a guy that's catching a two-yard pass as having Jason Peters and Lane Johnson and Kelsey and Brooks pound on you for three quarters. And then in the fourth quarter, those two-yard runs pop over for 20 and 30 runs. So it's not the same philosophy, not the same thought process. So he, in my opinion, he was flawed when he said those types of things. And so for this team, no, I don't see them about to run the football at all. I just think that they've gotten away from that. And to me, there's some blocking issues. There's some running back issues. And the coach has already said that a two-yard pass is just like a run. That scares me. That kind of gives me
the
chills.
So you're
telling
me it's indicative of them not running the ball.
Yeah, why would you want to run it if you're just going to throw a two-yard pass?
Yeah.
And that also puts the ball in the hands of the quarterback, which you already know that's where they want to go. You already know they want to have Carson Wentz with the ball in his hands, making the decisions, the RPOs, and even the run-pass option.
Mm-hmm.
The pass run option.
Yeah.
They're giving him that ability to make those decisions, and we already know what he's going to decide there. He's going to decide to throw the football and not run it.
All right, how about defensively? A lot of heat stoked up this week that they weren't as aggressive as they should have been. They've got a quarterback who's coming back in the lineup, is a little suspect, and was yanked out of the lineup, so his confidence is not at an all-time high. What kind of things would you do if you're Jim Schwartz?
I think Jim Schwartz, my standpoint from him, it doesn't change from week to week. I'm pressuring every quarterback that we play. And that's because our cornerbacks, they just can't hold up. Even if we drop into coverage, which we've done a lot because Jim Schwartz doesn't want to press and to blitz and do different things, we still can't cover guys. So to me, I would rather take my chances with blitzing everybody and hoping that we get home rather than dropping back and still getting beat. It just doesn't make sense. Yeah, you don't want to blitz because you like to play coverage. Okay, if you're going to play coverage, then you should be good at that. You shouldn't be allowing big plays in the middle of the field in the middle of the fourth quarter that gives a team the ability to come back and score 21 points in the fourth quarter. If you're going to play coverage then, and prevent, then you should be preventing the team from scoring. If you're not going to do that, then be aggressive, be nasty, get after a quarterback. That's what they had last year because their defensive line was doing a much better job. At this point, your defensive line doesn't have the depth. It's just not getting the same type of pressure as you did last year. So now you got to do something different. If you have a different type of team, you got to do something different. And Jim Schwartz wants to stay the same, and it hasn't been working.
All right. Let me just quickly move it to the Sixers. I know you're a big basketball follower. Oh, yeah. And since we last talked, they got beat by Milwaukee. And I watched that game. The Greek Freak plus some depth on that team. Yeah. And I immediately said, I fear now that the Sixers are going to fall back into the fourth position in the mm-hmm. East. Mm-hmm. What do you see right now?
You know, when you watch teams, even when you watch Chicago, even when you watch Milwaukee, they have a bunch of guys, I would describe them as killers. It doesn't matter who they are. They come off the bench firing. They come off the bench trying to get their buckets every single game. And if you watch it, you see almost every team has that, except for us. We have a bunch of guys that come off the bench. They're passing, except for J.J. Redick. J.J. Redick, mm-hmm. he comes off the bench. He's trying to get 30. And you know, he's deficient in some areas, but at least he puts the ball up. We need more aggressive players. We need more players that say, I'm trying to get mine. And I hate to say this, Mike, and I'm sure a lot of people in Philadelphia believe in Brett Brown. I'm starting to question him more and more game by game. I'm questioning his lineups. I'm questioning his thought process. I'm questioning what he's telling his players. Because to me, what I would be telling my guys is, listen, this is your role. And I'm sure he speaks to them, I hope he does, and says, this is your role. I need you to rebound. I don't need you to score. You're not a scorer. You're a rebounder. Markelle Fultz, I need you to be more aggressive. I need you to take the ball to the basket. If we're going to win, especially towards the end of the season, we need you to be averaging 20-plus points. In order to do that, by that point, you have to be aggressive right now. Get your shot. Go find your spot. Whatever spot is your spot, get to that spot and shoot the ball. And I don't care if you make it or miss it. I want you to be confident enough to do that. Same thing with Ben. Your fast break pull-up, Ben. That's what I want you to do. And so I'm starting to wonder how good of a coach Brett Brown really is. Is he the coach that says he's the guy that you want there while you want to lose? And then when you start winning, you want to get a different type of mentality, a different type of guy in there? Or was he the guy that we're using the way that we have now during the process of losing, and now we kind of swung him into the process where we should be winning? To me, he just doesn't seem like the right guy. I'm starting to doubt Brett Brown and all.
No, let me just play devil's advocate with you here. And you get a guy like Ben Simmons, and yeah, we all know that we would like him to pull up and shoot
the
jumper. He bypassed so many opportunities against Milwaukee. Can you be an NBA coach these days and get a guy say, I need you to shoot the basketball there? Will he respond to something like that?
How many rings does Popovich have down there?
A lot.
A bunch of them, right?
Yeah.
And he did that by getting on his stars, by talking bad, not talking bad, but pushing guys like Tim Duncan, pushing guys like Ginobili and Parker. That's how you want it. Now, Steve Kerr does it a little different because he got guys on his team that go out and get them buckets. But when you have young guys, you got to push them. You still have to develop these guys and allow their game to mature. But you got to push them. Right now, the status quo for this basketball team is not good enough. And so if you want them to just go out there and play on raw talent like they did last year, and B doing his thing and Ben doing his thing and Markelle fitting in, at that point, that's not working. And you just like you mentioned, that brings us to the fourth seed, the fifth seed. That's not where we want to be. Now, you know, Brett, whatever you're doing, that's not going to work. We need to do something different. To me, the only way to do it is to get on these guys and push them and certainly put them in better positions as a coach. That would be my solution.
All right, last question on basketball for you, because you're intimately involved here with this Markelle Fultz thing with the DeMatha. You said you saw him play in high school, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. What was his body language like in high school? Because in the NBA, it's deplorable.
He's shuffling
around and got the head down, and then, you know, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
I of course I love Markelle Fultz. Went to my high school, young man, and I understand that. I do not like his body language, but I will say this: in high school, it wasn't much different. And I'll tell you this. He's a lackadaisical type of player. He didn't really play great defense in high school. Wasn't really asked to do that. He was asked to put the ball in the basket. So it's not much different than it was in high school. And to be honest, Mike, it was not much different than what it was at Washington either. That's his personality. That's the type of guy he is. He's not T.J. McConnell where he's slapping the floor and getting down in the defensive stance. That's not his thing. Now, with Brett, again, what needs to be said to Markell is, listen, here's the reason why we can't play in the fourth quarter. You have no defensive intensity. If you're not scoring buckets for us, we at least need you to play defense or you can't be on the floor. That needs to be said. I'm hoping that the coach says that. But towards his body language, Mike, he's had, in my opinion, body language that I don't necessarily like. Since I've seen him in high school.
But he's been able to dominate on those earlier levels.
And he still was giving you 25
a night. Right. So here's a little different. Yeah, you can get away with it when you're dominating on a high school or maybe even a Pac-12 level. But it just looks bad in the NBA when you're not achieving.
Yeah, it looks bad. And then when you're not scoring 30 a night or 25, whatever you're scoring in high school, it looks bad. That doesn't mean that. I mean, I still think that there is a void where you say, okay, Markell is disappointed for not being able to get his shot off. And a part of that, I think, is the coach's fault. Markell is disappointed by being looked off by Ben. Okay, he's not being able to play his game. And at 20-year-old, And you have a daughter. You've been around kids long enough. 20-year-olds pout just a little bit. He shouldn't be pouting. There's nothing that I can say to defend that. He has to improve in that area. But just like the rest of his life, a 20-year-old's life, he has to improve in a lot of parts of his life. That's the development part. That's the part that Brett Brown said that he was going to do. That's also the part that I think Brett Brown as a head coach has fallen short of. And he has to be better at that. I think Brett Brown can do much better in helping this young man develop. No doubt about it.
All right, let's go to the phones. Larry in Delaware, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic with Brian Westbrook and myself.
Hello, how you doing, Mike?
What's going on, Larry?
I'm talking a little bit Eagles. But, hey, Mike, I got a little thing to say about the Dallas and the Redskins game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now don't get me wrong. I don't like to see no player get hurt, but I enjoy the guy number 37, Stroman.
Yep.
He kind of shook that Dak, number 37 for the Redskins, Stroman.
Okay.
He's a backup cornerback.
Uh-huh.
He hit Dak and kind of shook him and sent him to the tent.
Uh-huh.
That's my sister's grandson. That's my nephew. And I kind of enjoyed that for the weekend, but after, seeing the Eagles blow that 17-point lead, but I was kind of happy about that, my nephew, my name, because they hit, it's like me hitting that for a second.
Yes.
But the Eagles do need to turn this around, man. I think this is a crucial game, I know we crossed the pond and all that and all this, but going in 4-4 on the break, and we do need help. We need help. I think a pass rusher, I don't know about running back. We do need running back.
They need a running back. They need receiver. They probably need defensive back. They can use a pass rusher.
It seems like we need a lot, don't it, Mike?
It does. They're thin right now, Larry. Very thin.
I know, but I just wanted to say that. It just seems a little like we need a lot.
No question. They need a lot, Larry. And I hope they get it. T Love in Collingswood. Go ahead, T Love.
Yo, what's up?
What's up, T?
Hey, Mike and B. Yeah. Hey, look, man. I just got back from Vegas, and man, I was so embarrassed. So embarrassed, man. I got my Eagles gear on. I found a bunch of other Eagles guys, man. We're all sitting there watching the game. We're happy, man. And after that first touchdown, we knew what was going to happen. It's like...
I didn't. That first touchdown, dang. I said, you can have that. It was the second touchdown they scored in less than 3 minutes that did it for me.
That's crazy, man. I mean, this is the consistency. It's going in the wrong direction, man. Is this the price that we had to pay for a Super Bowl for all of our teams to suck the next year? Is this the price?
We were talking about that today, T-Love. And the funny thing is, I don't think people are as upset as you are about where this Eagles season is going because they have that Super Bowl in their pocket.
Well, see, you know, it's crazy, man, because this is the team I expected last year. If you remember now, yeah. This is what I expected from the team last year. They shocked the hell out of me last year, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But last year was last year, man, and I'll take that with me to my grave. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
This year,
But that doesn't mean he should be, like,
man.
You know, like, lobotomized for this year. There's a lot of people out there that are just going, they're not as angry as I thought they would be about how this season's turning out.
Well, that's because they're as soft as the team right now. You know what I'm saying? If you're a real Eagles fan, you want to know what the hell's going on. Why is the coach telling people that not to be
pressure's
worried
off.
Because we're not the pressure.
Pressure's off.
What the hell you mean the pressure's off? You're the defending Super Bowl champion. You got pressure going through. It's ridiculous.
But Brian, what did you think of that comment? Pressure's
off. Yeah, I told you this last year, and I think, again, when you start winning, we began to accept almost anything. But mm-hmm. I told you this last year. I said, Doug is going to continue to put his foot in his mouth. He just doesn't always say the right things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is another situation where Doug, the head coach, probably shouldn't be saying things like that and does not say the right thing. Of course, the pressure is always going to be on you because the fans expect, after you win a Super Bowl, to make the playoffs and make a run to try to win more. And I think I'm sure you guys have been talking about it all week long. When you come back from the Super Bowl, you have to improve.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get better. And unfortunately, we didn't do that in the offseason. And we see a lot of the same injuries reoccurring this year. And we don't have the ability to make up for that.
You know what's really funny? By saying that, he's saying his team couldn't handle the pressure of defending a Super Bowl. Like, he's making them look worse.
Well, I think that he's also saying, I'm not doing my job well enough. And his job is to make sure that his team handles the pressure. His job is to make sure that his team is ready to play football. That's Doug Peterson's job. I like Doug an awful lot. I still think he's a very good coach.
Yeah.
But he don't have this football team ready to play this year, and that's a problem.
He doesn't say, I got to do a better job a lot like his mentor.
Yeah,
his mentor, put that on a bumper sticker.
Well, that's because he knows that infuriates everybody in Philadelphia. He knows that. He's not crazy. He's not dumb. He understands that. I think Doug has to do a much better job. But again, look at the horses. If you don't have the horses, it's going to be hard to win the race.
Mm-hmm.
Win in the trenches. Right now, they don't have the ability to win in the trenches.
Brian, we got to take a break, but you're in for a treat because Natalie Agonoff's Sports Center update is coming up, and she's going to do it in an English crown and a British accent.
Oh, very nice.
So stay tuned for that. It's the Mike Missanelli Show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Across the pond, this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by FreeWinners.net. Be sure to tune in to the experts at FreeWinners.net for the Las Vegas view on all things point spread related every Saturday and Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. only on 97.5 The Fanatic. Eagles have landed in London to face the Jags on Sunday. Carson Wentz spoke today on playing in London.
I think really after tonight, I think our mind and our bodies will just be adjusted that it's another road game. You know, another road game, another opportunity to play and you know, all those things, you know, we've emphasized all week. Don't let them be distractions. Enjoy it because it is unique, but don't let it distract you.
Hello, Tinata was a full participant at practice today. He will be a game time decision. Corey Graham has not been ruled out. Brian Westbrook joins Mike Tang until 5.
Corey Graham, I like it.
Flyers fell to the Bruins last night, 3-0. They'll play the Islanders tomorrow at 1. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic. Sixers will look to bounce back from 2 losses when they face Charlotte tomorrow night. Joel Embiid rolled his ankle at practice today. He is questionable for tomorrow. You can hear that game on The Fanatic at 7:30. Missed any of our shows today? Check out 97.5thefanatic.com or download our app for all podcasts. I'm Natalie Agonoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missanelli Show
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
That was awesome, Princess. You know, I love this cooler weather, but the rain, it's starting to get to me. It broke the heat, makes my grass grow like crazy, this rain. It's going to rain again on Saturday. Damn it. I wanted to play golf. But, you know, here's the consolation prize for me. My Husqvarna robotic mower, it mows my lawn for me. It's in great shape going into the new season. That's why I had the guys from Paul B. Moyer and Sons in Doylestown install it last year in the first place. It's got a built-in weather timer feature. The Husqvarna auto mower automatically adapts the amount of mowing it does to the rate that your grass is growing. How's it do that? while the Husqvarna mower monitors its blade resistance while it cuts. If there's no resistance, it means no growth, and my little robot friend goes back to its base until the next scheduled mowing time, and you can program it once every 2 weeks in the fall. You ensure a smooth carpet-like lawn the whole time. This is a brilliant invention. Call Paul B. Moore & Sons. They'll come out, survey your property, install the Husqvarna mower so you can reclaim your weekends. Visit Paul B. Moore & Sons showroom. They're in Doylestown. Check them out online at paulbmoyer.com.
NFL Week 8, and the Birds are at an alarming 3-4. After blowing a game at home, what can we expect from the Eagles in London versus the Jags? Join Jason Avant, Stephon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney starting early at 7 a.m. live from Sugar House for the Fanatic pregame show.
Listen for the Fanatics' Tim McManus checking in from Wembley Stadium.
After the game, it's Torty and Stasak. They'll be taking your calls and instant reaction on the Fanatic postgame show.
All the pre and postgame action is on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, folks, Rick Mason from JRWins.com. Are you heading to Atlantic City this weekend? Are you looking for the point spread winner of Philadelphia, Jacksonville? Well, I got great news. JR from JRWins.com is releasing the point spread winner of Philadelphia, Jacksonville absolutely free on a tape-recorded message right now. Simply pick up your smartphone, dial 800-499-3733. That's 800-499-3733. A huge blowout. Guys, the spread on this game is off by at least 2 touchdowns. We just picked up crucial late-breaking information. It's an easy point spread winner, so get a head start. Dial a recorded message hotline right now and get this blowout winner between Philadelphia and Jacksonville. 1-800-499-3733. Jack is so confident that this game is going to cover the spread, he's giving you a season guarantee. Call 800-499-3733. That's 800-499-3733. Philadelphia, Jacksonville, a blowout. Call now and go to JRWins.com.
When you're faced with heart valve disease, you don't have time to stop and catch your breath. Your life is on the line, so it's go time. And the good news is, you don't have to search far for a team to stand by your side. At Penn Medicine, our cardiologists and surgeons are the region's most experienced in using advanced tools and technologies to repair or replace your heart valve. We've pioneered incredible breakthroughs in heart valve treatments, from TAVR to robotic surgery. And we continue to develop and perfect the latest innovations in both minimally invasive and surgical heart valve procedures. With access to this care through our dedicated heart valve centers, backed by the region's number one heart program, you can stop struggling with valve disease and start enjoying the rest of your life wholeheartedly. Another reason your life is worth Penn Medicine. Learn more at PennHeart.org/valve.
It's big. It's huge. It's the Pep Boys' biggest store-wide savings event of the year with deals in every aisle, starting with our BOGOthon event. It's buy one, get one free on Lucas Fuel Cleaner, Peak Antifreeze, Gojo, Rain-X, Black Magic, Blue Def, and more. You want more? How about buy one, get one half-off deals on Armor-All Wipes, Fix-A-Flat, Gum-Out, WD-40, and more? Way too many deals to list, plus huge in-store-only deals everywhere you turn. Get our biggest savings while supplies last only at Pep Boys. Sizes vary. 2 offers per select item. See PepBoys.com for details.
You care about your car, so you take it to the best mechanic. You love your dog, so you take it to a vet you trust. So why go with just anyone when it comes to your insurance? With a local Allstate agent, you get expert advice you can trust and the best coverage for you. And because they live in your community, you can always count on them to be there when you need them the most.
Call a Philadelphia area Allstate agent today to get local expert advice on the best coverage for you. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Are you in good hands?
You're listening to Brian Westbrook live on the Mike Missanelli Show, presented by Landis Block. Create your dream backyard online at LandisBC.com.
Would you like to see actual magic? All you have to do is call 1-800-GOT-JUNK and prepare to be amazed. We make junk disappear right before your eyes. All you have to do is point, send us a signal, and we'll be there in clean, shiny trucks
and snappy, happy uniforms.
Point at anything you wish was gone. Gone!
We're really good at this.
All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
What is a Burns Honda original? It's when a family or friend purchases a brand new Honda from Burns, maintains it regularly at the Burns dealership for the next 2 to 3 years, and then trades it back into Burns when they are ready for a new Honda. The Honda they traded in is now a Burns Honda original. Factory certified used car. One car, one dealer, one story. Can a non-franchise used car dealer share the same story? Can they say they sold it new and know the customer and the car? Burns Honda is your used car destination in South Jersey. To find your Burns Honda original, visit BurnsHonda.com.
The Missinelli Station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Oh, yeah, it's 4:33. It's time for the Fearless Picks of the Week. Brian Westbrook and Mike Missinelli. I'm doing a little better than Brian. I got to be at it. 2-1 last week. Brian was 1-2. I am trying to teach Brian the concept of the line telling you something. He doesn't seem to want to get it, but that's okay. You know? Let's see what he's got this week. Brian, you ready?
I am ready.
Right,
and
we got?
You're right. You just happen to be doing a little bit better, slightly better than me. But this week is my comeback week. First game. Check this out. Seattle at Detroit. Detroit's favored by 3. Detroit is one of the worst teams in the league versus the run. What has Seattle returned to? The run game. They pound the rock. They're 7th in the league, averaging 128 yards a game in the run. They go into Detroit and win that game. That's right. Outright.
Outright.
In Detroit.
Yeah, I think you can look for these outrights just so you can say that.
I love it, and I think you might be right.
All right, Seattle, straight-out winner, but they're getting 3. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I'm not quite sure what the odds makers have been looking at to make this Washington at the Giants game a pick 'em.
Again, see, this is what I'm trying to tell you. Go ahead with your selection. Because
I know exactly
you're going to get the wrong read on this game. Go ahead.
The line is telling you to go with the Giants. Is that what you want to say?
Of course it is.
Well, that stinks. The Giants stink, too. I'll never go with the Giants. I'm going with my hometown Washington Redskins and a pick 'em against the terrible Giants. Now, listen, again. The Washington Redskins run the football. What did the Giants just do? They got rid of their best run defender in Damian Snacks Harris. That's what they do.
You refuse to.
You refuse
to learn. Okay.
These odd makers are out of their mind.
They
did that. They got rid of Snacks. Uh-huh. They also got rid of Eli Apple.
You are absolutely right that there's no way this game should be a pick'em and a Giants stink, but the fact that it is a pick'em should tell you, Giants. What's your third one?
That means the oddsmakers are stupid.
And that's where your first mistake, because they're the most brilliant people in America.
You might be right. Based on my record, you might be right.
Yes.
It still doesn't make any sense.
Uh-huh.
Last one, San Francisco at Arizona. San Fran's favored by a point. Now, listen, the first time they played a couple weeks ago, Arizona won 28-18 in San Francisco, but Beathard had 2 interceptions. He lost 2 fumbles. I think Arizona loses this game big time to the 49ers. 49ers are a much better football team. Rosen has just been average. I think they win this game running away. 49ers plus the points.
Yeah, I actually like that one. San Francisco -1 to me tells you that 49ers will win that game. All right, so let's go to my picks. I'm going to 1 college, 2 pros. Now, the line is telling me to go here. All right, Syracuse was a 1-point favorite at home against NC State in a big ACC game here. The line has since flipped. NC State now a 2-point favorite. I'm paying attention. The smart money coming in. I'll take the Wolfpack -2 to go in there in Syracuse. All right, now let me go.
Going to Syracuse and winning. Okay.
Yeah, let me go to the pros. You're right. There is no way. The Giants are awful. And Washington's on a roll. So why is the odd maker making a pick-up? Because the Giants are going to win the game. It's as simple as that. The Giants will win the game. And I'll take them as a pick-up. And then finally, everybody is in love with this guy. Oh, my God, Aaron Rodgers. There's no way he loses by 9 points against the Rams. That's why the line's 9. The Rams are going to smoke Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers or not. So I'll take the Rams to cover that high line. I got NC State -2, Giants pick them, Rams -9. Brian's got Seattle +3, Washington and pick them, and San Francisco -1. And those are our fearless selections for the week. All right. There you go. Let's get back to the phones. We'll talk to Joe in Florida. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
What do you say there, Mike? How you doing?
What's up, Joe?
Listen, I'm talking Sixers here, and they've been pretty bad as far as their draft choices goes. I mean, they got Embiid and Simmons.
But yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah, but by the way...
Yeah, man, that is pretty good.
You can't criticize them too much. They got two players like that out of it.
Well, you know, their second round draft choices, they had a ton of them. You know, you had Hart and Kuzma you could have got. You know, guys like that, that round out the team.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Kuzma's a fluke. I mean, he came from nowhere. Josh Hart's just an average player. What's so special about Josh Hart?
He can play. That kid can play.
He still can't shoot it.
Well, listen, I'm proposing a trade here. I think that, the GM has to make a big splash with a really good trade.
I agree with that.
So I'm looking at, these guys, at Denver. Denver's got some really good players. Trey Lyles is one. He's almost 7-footer. He can shoot the threes. You know, he's long. He's fast.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got these two guards, Monty, Morris. And Malik Beasley, these guys can fly, jump out of the building. They can shoot. They're excellent players. They're on the bench right now for that team because they got a lot of talent. But I would trade Covington, Fultz, number one pick, anything to get these guys. You got to look at these guys. These guys can play, all three of them.
Yeah,
they're long. They can shoot 6'5". Yeah. You know, they're excellent players.
Okay.
So I think they need a splash like that.
Okay. I mean, it's a good thought. I'm sure they've got the league scouted and they'll do what they need to do. People are going to point at Josh Hart. All right, he's shooting 50% from the field, and he's shooting 45% from three, which is pretty good.
It's not bad. That's right.
Only taking 29 though.
Hey, listen, when you talk about Josh Hart, watch your mouth, man. He's a Villanova
player. Yeah, but listen, Josh Hart is a very good player.
He's a role player, though.
He's a very good player. But his shot looked really hard. It's improved a little bit in the NBA, but I still don't think he's a reliable enough shooter. He's a hard-nosed player, come off the bench. He's a T.J. McConnell with talent.
Okay.
Plays hard.
He's quickly become a LeBron favorite because he has worked hard to make himself a better shooter.
LeBron would love to have a guy like that.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick break. 610-622-0975. There's two open lines. It is Mike Mastella Show. Brian Westbrook till 5:00. So climb in and talk to B. West right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike Mizzinelli on 97.5 The Fanatic. Fanatic Football Friday is brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law. The power of justice. For accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse, remember Rosenbaum. Over two decades helping our community.
Natalie Eganoff here. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com want you to join them in the fight. With every new Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, or Ram sold, TurnersvilleJeep.com will make a donation to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Help Turnersville reach their goal of donating $5,000 this month. Also, if you show your support and wear pink, you'll receive an extra $200 off any vehicle in stock. Now, I was down there and met Ron Fina, the general manager, and he is truly committed to this great cause. If my TurnersvilleJeep.com tweet reaches 500 retweets, he'll donate an extra $500. Now's a great time to save during Jeep Adventure Days and Ram Power Days. So stop in today and see their huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They have over 600 cars and trucks on the site to choose from. This is Natalie Eganoff for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com?
The new iPhone XR is here at T-Mobile, and there's a whole lot to love, like those perfect portrait mode selfies you're going to share.
Nice.
And how emojis now turn every FaceTime with the kids into fun time. In fact, the only thing you'll love more than your new iPhone XR is getting it included in the price when you get an unlimited plan. That's right. Only at T-Mobile get both unlimited and a brand new iPhone XR included for just $40 a month. You can get unlimited somewhere else. Or unlimited and a phone for the same price at T-Mobile. Join today and get four lines for just $40 per line with a new iPhone XR included for each line. That's $30 for the plan and $10 for the iPhone after qualifying trade-in and auto pay. Call 1-800-T-Mobile or visit a store today.
$40 per line for 4 lines after 36 monthly bill credits. Essentials customers may notice lower speeds and further reduction if using greater than 50 gigs per month video at 480p for well-qualified customers plus taxes and fees. If you cancel service, remaining balances due. Qualifying service and finance agreements required. Zero down plus $20.84 per month for 36 months. Full price $749.99, 0% APR.
These days, it's hard to get anyone to look up from their phone. From texting to posting to playing games, it's become our national obsession. Me? I still can't get enough of those angry birds. But when it comes to buying an engagement ring, that smartphone of yours is more like a dumb phone. Because a device is no substitute for advice. And nobody gives better engagement ring advice than Benari Jewelers. We're diamond experts, real live human beings who are trained to listen first, ask questions, and guide you to the perfect ring. There's no app for that, my friends. Benari Jewelers' quality is unsurpassed, with an amazing selection in every price range. And unlike the internet, we let you see and touch the rings before you buy them. So use that smartphone of yours to map directions to Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square. Or if you're not quite ready to talk, visit BenariJewelers.com.
We'd just gotten home from vacation, and Richie had to go downstairs to grab something out of the dryer. And he had set foot in about 3 to 4 inches of water.
Well, what happened was the pressure relief valve for the hot water heater had failed, and it just leaked water while we were gone.
I had no idea the amount of damage that water could do.
With her being pregnant, the in-laws coming, a little bit of water, it rocked our world. I called USAA, and they greeted me as they always do. Sergeant Baker, how are you? They were on it. They took care of everything, A to Z. It was unbelievable. Having insurance is something everyone needs, but having USAA, that's a privilege. We're the Bakers, and we're USAA members for life.
See how much you could save with USAA by bundling your auto and home insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Product membership eligibility and bundling savings restrictions apply and are subject to change. Members paid for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliate, San Antonio, Texas.
You're listening to Brian Westbrook live on the Mike Missanelli Show, presented by Landis Block. Create your dream backyard online at landisbc.com.
Big savings are going to rock the house. It's Gateway Kia's Rocktober Savings Spectacular. Get up to $6,000 overbooked for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. Rock on in a new 2018 Kia Forte. Just $149 a month. Zero down payment, zero first payment, zero do it sign. Or get a new 2019 Kia Sportage. Just $199 a month. Zero down payment, zero first payment, zero do it sign. Come let us rock your world by getting up to $6,000 overbook value for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. When you want to get big savings that rock, we'll see you at Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop online at shopgatewaykia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia Giants.
Leases of 36 months, zero security deposit, 10K miles per year lease, and tax title and DMV. Discounting some of the trade gals value and credit approval expires 10/31/18.
Join us for the Fanatic pregame show and viewing party every game day at Sugar House Casino. And watch the game on our HD projection screen. Sponsored by Dietz & Watson and Linden Italian Market. This year's champion of Dietz & Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Face-Off. Visit RealPhillyDeli.com. Entertaining, informative, fun. 97.5, The Fanatic.
4:46, Mike Missanelli's show. Brian Westbrook till 5 o'clock. So you took a shot at me on Twitter the other day about the bird I had in my little cellar stairwell.
Yeah, take the bird out the dog.
Oh, I did. I saved the bird.
Did you?
Yes.
That bird is alive and flying somewhere?
Alive. You see, you missed the second chapter of that. When I got home, I got the bird out of the well. I put it in a box with a couple worms.
Where did you get these worms from?
I got the worms from my garden. I got the pitchfork. I dug in there, and there were a couple worms, good worms in there. I put them in a shoebox with the bird. The bird, I think, nourished on the worms. The bird got on the perch of the shoebox, and then when I came out to put more like bread down there, he flew away into a tree. I saved that damn bird.
Now, that's impressive. I have to say, that is impressive.
You missed chapter two of that. You heard that I like to save all our precious creatures, including a fly who may get in my house.
I am shocked. I'm shocked that you saved that bird. First of all, I'm shocked that you dug in the ground and got some
worm. What do I look like?
I'm also shocked.
I look like some city slicker. Tuma, I can hang out with the earth.
Well, I'm also shocked to hear that you used to work construction. Shocked to hear that you were a little spritzer at a department store.
That is correct. Listen, man, I had to survive. I was on strike for 46 days.
This has been a week full of shocks for me.
Let's get back to the phones. Mike in Levittown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
What you doing?
What's up, Mike? How you doing?
Last time I saw you, it was at the Fan Fest, brother. And we were talking Flyers back then, and you know, I'm pleased, aren't
you,
Black?
You were very optimistic about the upcoming Flyers season, Mike.
Woo! Man, I'll tell you what right now, Mike. I give him the hook so quick. I am not ever impressed with him. Never was.
So, no, not another Flyers coach has to go. One, Mike?
Come on, give him the... get out. I'm telling you, I was never impressed with him right out of the gate. I don't know, Mike. I got to have my coach, like LaViolette, how they ever let him go. Man, he was, I mean, what's the problem now and all that? I want to see a vein out of my coach's forehead. You know what I mean?
You want the LaViolette style back.
And you know what? And once they did that, the show on that, you know, when they did everything in the locker room, that just sold me on him. And then they sent him. They took him all the way to the cup, and then they sent him packing.
They sent him packing right at the time I was doing a show with him.
Yeah.
It was the Peter LaViolette show, Brian. The hockey coach. We did one episode at a diner. They fired him after three games.
You talked about a major violation, Brian.
That's a violation
straight across the board with me. But anyway, it's really, really hard right now to watch it. I used to be like, it's a hard watch sometimes, but man, it is really hard to watch. It's early in the game and everything else. But you know, with all of our teams doing what they're doing right now, and I tell you, I want to give a shout out to Jack, and he's the head football coach for Conwell Eaton Catholic, to Jack Techman. He won the Catholic League. He won the Philadelphia Catholic.
That's awesome, Mike. Conwell, are you talking about Conwell Egan? Yeah, that would have been a Catholic school I would have gone to had my parents had money. That's where I would have gone. Instead, I was a creature of public school system, Brian.
There you go.
All right, let's go to... and look how I turned out.
Probably should have ended up in Catholic.
I should have. Matt Levittown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Matt.
Hey, Mike. How you doing? So I have a question. Is it me, or do the Sixers have six point guards and not one guy that they can pass to that can score off the shot or the dribble besides J.J. Redick?
No, you're right. They don't have scorers in general.
They have nothing like that.
They don't have scorers. They need some scorers.
It's crazy to me. But the question I have is, it's a violation. So my daughter goes to school, and the guy that watches the parking lot every day, he's head-to-toe Cowboys gear. Like, every day now. I'm talking 4 years.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Like, hat, lunchbox, a bag, the pants, and the thing. One time I seen him wear a Temple pair of pants, one time. I don't go every day, but I just think that's a violation.
Yeah, it's annoying. I mean, I'm sure they can't tell him to take the Cowboy gear off, but he should know.
I'm the only one that says that guy shouldn't be...
You can't fire him. It's like freedom of choice in America, but it's a bad look.
It's funny. All right, then last one, Mike Levittown. So Penn's wearing the Chamonix tonight. Who you got?
Who's the better squad?
I'll set a line. A little better if you.
All right, I'll make the Chamonix. I'll make the Chamonix a 4.5 point favorite in that game.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So who you like? You like outright Pensbury?
I'm the Skins. I root this for the Skins.
I used to set lines on high school games.
Outright.
And we can do that as they get to the high school playoffs. Start setting some lines. Because, you know, I want the kids to be betting, like, early in life, Brian. You know what I'm saying?
Start them early.
I want to start them early.
They'll be professional bettors by the time they start making a couple
exactly.
bucks.
Exactly. You got to learn to lose your candy early on. Josh in West Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Josh.
Mike, B. West, what's going on?
What's up, Josh?
I was just on my way to work, and I heard one of your callers talking about a real Philadelphia Eagles fan. So that would be me. And I just want to say, like, I think the main thing that we should be talking about is not so much the Eagles, but it is the Sixers and, like, this bust at first round Markelle Fultz, because he's, like, garbage. Listen, man, I know you might not agree with this, Mike. I listen to you a lot.
Well, I don't know if he's garbage yet or not. I got to wait a whole year, though. I can't just say garbage.
No, but the point that I'm trying to make is, first, he's garbage. But the point that I'm trying to make is, with the Eagles, they won the Super Bowl, man. Like, listen, I got an 80-year-old grandma, avid Eagles fan. She never thought that they would win the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
As far as I'm concerned with this season, just got to make sure Carson Wentz stay upright, he performs, and, you know, we just go on the next year. I mean, it's an NFL.
Yeah, see, Josh, that's weak. That's weak. I understand how important the Super Bowl was, too, but you can't just say, let's take the year off, it's okay.
I'm not saying take the year off. I'm not saying that, but at the end of the day, a lot of teams don't repeat in the NFL.
But hold it. Josh, how about if they don't make the playoffs? Then what are you feeling?
That's a disappointment.
Okay. That is a disappointment. Well, that's where they're headed, by the way.
We'll see. And now Saturday on Sunday, man.
All right, a little soft, Josh. I gotta be honest with you. That's soft, Brian, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Josh, first of all, he started with Fultz, and obviously we don't know what Markelle Fultz is yet.
Right.
We know that he's a young man developing. He has a long way to go, in my opinion. But you're right about the Eagles. Come on now. You just can't start playing for next year.
No.
Even though it's,
you can't take the year off and say, okay, we had enough success last
not.
Year. It's okay.
Of course not. Of course not. Yeah, of course not.
All right.
It's not a real fan.
Yeah, I agree. All right, man. Listen, you got anything planned this weekend?
No, man. I'm getting ready for the game. Getting ready. I mean, you got to get up early for the game. Saturday night,
you got to get some shut eye. Get up.
Get a little.
Watch the game.
Oh, yeah.
All right, man. We'll converse on Sunday.
Sounds good, brother.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Here is Brian Westbrook joining us every Friday, and he is brought to us by Landis Block. Get your draw dropping backyard paradise online at landisbc.com. All right, sad farewells to the TV audience. Thanks for watching.